At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game will once again travel west in 2028 to the home of the Giants. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Oracle Park. The game will serve as a bridge to another global event headed for California.
It's been 20 years since baseball's best last took the field at Oracle Park for the Midsummer Classic. Giants president and CEO Larry Baer says along with the game itself, the event also brings with it the Home Run Derby, the Futures Game, the Celebrity Game, and now the MLB Draft, along with all the other parties and events that go with hosting a big event.
Super excited for all of us who are great baseball fans, Giants fans, and fans of the sport. From all over the world will be able to come and be part of it.
Baer says while it's not clear whether MLB players will participate in the Olympics yet or not, the league saw a big opportunity in having the All-Star Game lead right into baseball at the 2028 Olympics in L.A.
I mean, this is going to be a great slice of 2028, July 2028, where baseball will be played in its best form on the West Coast.
For San Francisco, it's another way to bring life and activity as well as showcase the city to the world, says Mayor Daniel Lurie.
You have to invest in these big events. This is what world-class cities do. They host world-class events, and we've shown that we are capable of pulling it off.
At Oracle Park in San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
If you're flying to Hawaii this weekend, double-check your flight status. Tropical storm Lala is bearing down on the islands and could soon become a hurricane. KCBS's Matt Bigler is checking in at Oakland San Francisco Bay Airport.
Kelly, flying to Honolulu out of OAK on Hawaiian Airlines, says everyone is a little bit nervous back home.
From what I'm hearing from neighbors and friends is everybody is hunkering down and preparing.
Stocking up on food, water, and other supplies. Lala could become a Category 1 hurricane by this weekend. And Michael Brennan, director of the National Hurricane Center, says heavy rainfall is one of the biggest concerns.
Storm total rainfall amounts as high as 25 inches, particularly on these windward slopes of the Big Island. You can see down just south of Hilo along the southeastern part of the Big Island.
He says there's a considerable threat of life-threatening flash and urban flooding across all of the Hawaiian Islands. How are you feeling about going back to Hawaii during this time?
Okay. We've been through worse.
Yeah. The last major hurricane to hit the islands was Iniki in 1992, a Category 4 hurricane which caused over $3 billion in damage. At OAK, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
A UC Santa Cruz student has been confirmed as the victim killed after a car plunged off a cliff into the ocean in Santa Cruz. It happened early yesterday along West Cliff Drive, north of Steamer Lane, a famous surf spot. One other person escaped with injuries. The UC student was pulled from the submerged vehicle but died at the hospital. The university says it's providing support resources to those affected. Santa Cruz police are investigating. It is an event aimed at bringing gamers from all over the world together. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports from MagWest Expo in San Jose.
Pinball Astro City, a full arcade. This is all here at the MagWest event. Mag stands for music and gaming. Some people are out here in costume, rallying around the indie game table.
And there's no feeling like you have to put on a front. You just show up and you are who you are.
Everyone's really welcoming and just into the thing that they're into. Seeing people be passionate about stuff and share it with one another, it's really great.
A big part of it is the history of gaming. Phil Salador is with the Video Game History Foundation.
To us, the real gold is a box of paperwork in somebody's basement and being able to say, hey, we want to preserve your meeting notes. That's going to help people understand how the games were made better.
Plenty of cosplayers, too, representing anime and manga, comic books and movies at the DoubleTree Hotel in San Jose. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
If you're a sports memorabilia collector, you might want to head to Palo Alto tomorrow. It's the grand opening of the newest Tom Brady-owned sports card and collectible shop. KCBS's Shannon Golden reports from the Town and Country Village Shopping Center.
According to Sid Doss, director of store launches, it just made sense for the shop's 17th location to be right by Stanford and Palo Alto High School.
The sports culture here is just amazing. We wanted somewhere to represent that same atmosphere we have in our stores.
And I got a sneak peek inside. The walls are lined with colorful graphics showcasing famous athletes, and throughout the store there are glass cases with single cards, sealed boxes, and card packs for all kinds of collectors.
Everything from football, basketball, soccer, into Pokemon, One Piece, and Yu-Gi-Oh!
And of course, there's the vault with signed helmets, posters, and jerseys. Passerby Sumed peered through the glass as workers were smoothing down the new logo on the store window. He says he gets why people still love collectibles even in this digital age.
It gives you value for you to like hold in your hand, especially when it's like randomized. It's kind of like the feeling of like getting a new card is very like exhilarating.
The store opens at 10 a.m. and there will be giveaways and raffles happening throughout the day. In Palo Alto, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
A federal appeals court says President Trump's goal of ending gender-affirming care is not improper and cannot be the basis for quashing a subpoena. The 2-1 decision today by a San Francisco appeals court revived the Justice Department's subpoena against QueerDoc. The telemedicine company provides medical treatment for transgender youth. The Justice Department announced last year that it had issued more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide gender-affirming care as part of an effort to investigate health care fraud. Federal judges have quashed many of the subpoenas as illegitimate efforts to intimidate providers into ending treatment. Well, these days, job seekers are piling technical skills and AI certifications onto resumes, but as we learned in our daily Ask an Expert segment this morning, soft skills still matter. Here's KCBS's Atta Shaheen.
Former California Labor Director Michael Burnick said having a college degree is less important in individual hiring decisions than it used to be.
Personal skills, handshake, everything else related to emotional intelligence matters, but nothing matters more than skills. You've got to really show that you have the specific skills for that job and know the job.
And some soft skills can translate in the digital age.
Log on early. Do not wait until the last minute. Log on early. Make sure your system works. Be positive. Be energetic. Be high energy. All of those can be conveyed through the Zoom just as much as in person.
And he said the real cheat code is having a connection.
Reach out to your networks. See who you know within a particular firm you may be applying for. That's going to be the best way to at least get in, at least make your case.
And if you don't have contacts, Burnick said, volunteer, put yourself in groups and situations related to your field and build that network. In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
AI is not just shaping how we work together, it's also changing how we care for one another. Millions of older Americans and people with disabilities rely on home care to live independently. Nicole Howe with the National Council on Aging tells KCBS that AI is helping home caregivers detect falls, manage medications, and follow a home care plan.
Even though it's a deeply human area of work and support, that technology has long played and will continue to play a significant role in the field.
When it comes to choosing a home care provider, the council is urging families to ask about their AI policies.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Some kids heading back to school are having a hard time reading the board. As KCBS's David Welts reports, a mobile clinic at one Oakland school hopes to change that.
Lazier Charter Academy is lending out its classrooms, and for a lot of these kids, it's their first eye exam. Optometrist Jen Wademan says every one of them gets the full workup.
So everything from the front of the eye to the back of the eye, we want to make sure if there's anything going on, we want to catch that right away.
And then there's the truck outside, which is fully equipped to finish the job. Most kids walk away with a new set of glasses. Those needing a stronger prescription get theirs in the mail. Esther Normoyle with VSP Vision says the older kids are often the ones needing the most help.
Some of them already have prescription glasses, but maybe they don't have the means to get an updated prescription.
Every kid walks out with two new books as well, part of a $200,000 push VSP is making with the Oakland Literacy Coalition. For Wademan, the goal is simple.
I mean, it's how we experience life, and so to be able to provide that is pretty incredible.
In Oakland, David Welch, KCBS.
A San Francisco lawmaker has introduced legislation that calls for a hefty tax on corporations operating for-profit immigration detention centers in California. The bill, authored by Assemblymember Matt Haney, would impose a 50% tax on gross receipts of those companies, and that money would help support legal services for immigrants in the state. A review by the state attorney general found four people had died at an ICE facility in San Bernardino County. Haney spoke outside that building today, emphasizing the inhumane conditions at these facilities. California regulators have approved a multi-billion dollar merger that will establish the country's largest cable and internet provider. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports the decision was made at the California Public Utilities Commission meeting in San Francisco.
The CPUC has given the green light for Charter Communications to buy Cox Communication, a $34.5 billion deal. But the clearance came after agreeing to some concessions on affordability. The FCC signed off in February after Charter rolled back some diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in line with the commission's request. To secure California's unanimous approval, the cable and broadband providers have committed committed to provide affordable internet plans for low-income households and maintain existing price lock commitments. Regulatory attorney with the Utility Reform Network, Alexandra Green, says TURN has concerns.
How this merger would affect competition, and we're certainly seeing general consolidation in the telecommunications industry.
California was the final state to approve the deal after 44 other states, creating the nation's largest internet and video provider by subscriber base, surpassing Comcast. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.